I think by many estimates, somewhat of a surprise announcement. Governor Chris Sununu joining us live this morning earlier, talking about his announcement to seek a fourth term as governor, saying it was a rather personal decision versus the U.S. Senate. Someone who's already in the Senate race, Republican Don Boldick, retired Army general. He ran before, and he's running again. He's one of the first in this race. He was on with us on Friday. Just had the governor on the show. General Boldock, thanks for joining us, GMI Studios. Your reaction to the governor's announcement, and what does this mean in the race for you?
Well, I wasn't surprised. I'm probably the only one that wasn't surprised. I've been saying it all along to anyone who's asked me. Governor Sununu is not going to run, and so I was not surprised. And quite frankly, I'm kind of surprised other people were, to be honest with you. I think it's great that the governor is going to focus on running again. We must keep the state house. And we can't allow Chris Pappas or any other Democrat to get into that state house. And so I think it's a wise decision because I have the numbers to beat Maggie Hassan. I am leading her in the independent polls. And I am, within 5 points of her. And I am the, choice for the Republican Party. So now that the governor has made his decision, we need to unite behind the candidate that, by the polls, can win. And right. We got to set aside the differences and move forward.
John Boldick, I asked the governor towards the end on other names that may jump into that Senate primary now that he's not running. I mentioned you and asked him if he's talked to you about or would he endorse you. Has he talked to you? He said no. And he mentioned that he hoped other people would jump into the race. Why is that? Why do people say other big names need to jump into the race if Don Boldick's already in it?
Well, let's face it. I'm a threat to the establishment. I am a values-based political outsider, and I derailed Governor Sununu from running for Senate. I mean, let's face it. The most powerful political family in New Hampshire made a decision not to run against a political outsider for the United States Senate. There is a reason for that. You know, he abandoned me last election. I'm not looking for his support. I just don't want a Democrat in there, and likewise, right. If a better governor candidate comes, I will get behind them because I want to win the state house. I want to win and maintain our legislative majority, right. And I want to win at the local level. We just got beat badly by the Democrats at the local level, if you haven't noticed.
Yep.
Have that at the state level or federal level again.
I don't want to interrupt, but I just want to get in here, retired General Don Boldick. Did you say you feel you're the reason Governor Sununu did not jump into that Senate primary versus him not wanting to run? Do you think it was because of Don Boldick? Is that what you said?
It absolutely is. We ran a Sun Tzu-like campaign that brought to the forefront all his flaws for serving at the national level as a U.S. senator. And, he surprised all his supporters because in the 11th hour, he looked at the polls that were coming out, and there was no guarantee he could beat Boldick. He can't afford a loss based off of his, future ambitions in the political arena. And so this was a safe move. And you're absolutely right. I mean, Jack, I was fighting the Democrat Party. I was fighting the Republican Party. And I was fighting, and all of that establishment,
right.
To do what I've done over the last 4 months is absolutely incredible for a political outsider. And it doesn't take a political genius to figure this all out. This is common sense.
Right.
I am a political outsider. I am what the people of New Hampshire want, what the American people want. And that's just plain and simple. So let's get over it.
Right.
Let's get behind the guy that can win. And is going to go down there and is going to fight for your values, going to fight for your economic prosperity, is going to fight for your fiscal responsibility, and has the national security experience to make sure we get back on track
right.
with the safety and security of Americans inside and outside this country.
Senate candidate
but
Republican.
This isn't about Governor Sununu anymore.
Well, let me
Maggie Hassan.
Let me switch gears. Don Boldick. Some would say endorsements do not matter in political races, but two names that might matter. Former President Donald Trump and Governor Chris Sununu on the Republican Party. Are you going to seek the endorsements of both Donald Trump and Governor Chris Sununu or not?
I'm going to earn them. There's going to be no doubt in their minds who they are going to have to support if they want to be successful in their state in any political ambitions that they have. You know, this isn't hubris. I realize I got to work hard, and I will work hard, and I'll work harder than anybody out there. And they all know that. But I am just as important to Governor Sununu, whether he wants to realize that or not. And so, you know, let's move forward, Governor. It's time to start serving the people of New Hampshire, and it's time to do what you said you're going to do in your little speech yesterday.
Now you had said on Friday's show you were frustrated, maybe not your words, but you were clearly on Good Morning New Hampshire Friday with the governor dragging this decision out. Let me ask you this, Don Bolduc. We just had State Senator Donna Soucy on the show, a leading Democrat, who may or may not jump into the gubernatorial race, the governor's race, as a Democrat. She said, her words, Don Bolduc, she said, Senator Soucy, and I'm phrasing this, but she said she thinks Governor Sununu is very vulnerable for, or never been more vulnerable for not being reelected to a fourth term. In other words, she thinks he's beatable. Do you think he's beatable for a fourth term as governor by a Democrat or another Republican, yes or no?
Yes, I do. I think he's vulnerable. You know, I mean, come on, let's face it. That's why I want to unify the party. The only way we are going to win at the state and federal level is if we come together, and we got to set aside the, you know, our petty little differences and our fact that we don't like each other and that we're not going to have a beer or go out for dinner and our families are never going to have Thanksgiving together. That's not the point. The point is serving the American people and the Granite Staters. There is something bigger here, so put your money where your mouth is. I'm willing to do that. I know what that means. I serve this country. I put my life on the line. I know what it means to come together for a greater good, even if you don't like what you have to do.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It is just the right thing to do, and they're not willing to do it, and I'm willing to do it. I sent letters to them, Jack, a year ago, asking them to come.
Right.
And Sununu and the rest of them did not respond to my letter.
Can I just real quickly ask you this?
I put my campaign together, and my campaign is doing well, and I'm on to Maggie Hassan now.
Can I just, one last question I want to ask, and it's on the personal side. I'm aware of your military background. As we go into Veterans Day, thank you for your service. I don't know many other veterans in our region who've given more than the decades you have in the Middle East as a special operative general, and I'm very aware of your background as a general. But I want to ask you this. When you first came back to New Hampshire, where you're from, you seem to have a very jovial relationship with Governor Sununu. He was very fond of you, it seemed, in terms of your military background. Politically speaking, it seems that you and the governor are not on, as you said, having Thanksgiving together. Not that I'm going to be having Thanksgiving with either one of you. My point is, it seems that you're not on a great political track together. He said he's not spoken to you at all about your candidacy now, and he wants looking for other people to jump into the race. What happened with your relationship with the governor?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. The governor... Last election cycle, lied to me. He promised his support. He promised an endorsement. And then when the money came knocking on the door, he went with the money. And then he wouldn't meet with me. So it's not the fact that he changed his mind. It's the fact that he didn't have the guts to meet with me and tell me why. Number one.
Fair enough.
Number two, there's a lot of political reasons, too. I mean, that's a personal reason. You don't call me in your office three times, convince me to run for office, and then cut me loose and not have the guts to look me in the eye and tell me why. Right?
Okay.
That's just wrong.
Well, I appreciate the answer.
He's a Chinese communist sympathizer. He's in business with Saudi Arabian companies that
he is
that give money to terrorist organizations.
Who is
globalist world government guy?
Who's in business with?
He arrested nine innocent people at the New Hampshire Police Academy. Hallowed ground and misused.
No, but who's in business with Saudi Arabia? What'd you say?
Come on, Jack. I've told you this on your show before.
No, I want you to repeat it. I want you to repeat it.
Yeah, he Waterville Valley is in business with Saudi Arabian companies, and they either are now or they have been that have given money to terrorist organizations. I've said this to you before.
We'll get you on again soon. We have to run. General, retired General Don Bolduc, making some news here. Good morning, New Hampshire. Make it a great Wednesday. Thank you, General.